Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nazir Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the top of Daf Tes at the Mishnah. Of course, we should point out that we are now with Siyata Dishmaya, beginning the second perek of Maseches Nazir. Before we read the actual Mishnah, we glance at the side where we have a Nosei topic heading, which simply reads, Hareini Nazir min ha-grogros u-min ha-dvela. Someone declares himself to be a Nazir from, Nazir, we'll say he restricts himself, but here he specifies from figs and from dvela as a case of pressed figs into a cake form. Of course, Nazirus in the Torah represents abstention from wine and we'll say vine products, grapes, tendrils, grape peels, grape seeds. Figs in their various forms are not a function of Nazirus of the Torah. So what effect does this kind of declaration have? So now, the Mishnah. Hareini Nozir min ha-grogros u-min ha-dvelo. Beishamai omrim Nozir. Beishamai says that a statement as such does create Nazirus, and he must observe the laws of Nozir. U-beishil omrim eino Nozir. Omar Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says, Af kishomru beishamai, even when beishamai says that something takes effect, lo omru elo bioimer hare hein olai korban. In other words, as far as Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, he is prohibiting himself from eating figs. But there is no nazirus whatsoever. Rather, what you have is a standard type of vow, a vow whereby he restricts himself from figs. The Gemara. The opening of the Gemara is a quote from our Mishnah, Hareini Nozir min ha-grogros min ha-dvela, beishamai omrim Nozir. V'amai, why should he become a Nozir? Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin, omar rachmona. The Torah, rachmona, the Torah says that a Nozir is one who restricts himself from the Geffen and Yayin Geffen, the vine and wine. So, in order to understand Shitas Beishamai, the Gemara introduces the following. Beishamai Savri Lo Kerebi Meir. The Omar Ein Odom Moitzi Dvorov Levatola. There's a principle that you find elsewhere in Shas. Rashi quotes the background for Rebbe Meir. For our purposes, though, when a person says something that technically speaking, doesn't make sense, we figure, but he must have had something in mind when he said what he did. And therefore, when he said Hareini Nozir, even though his specification wasn't accurate, people know that you don't become a Nozir from fig restriction. So, what was he saying? So, the principle of Ein Odom Motzi Dvorov Levatola, person doesn't say something for nothing, and therefore he was in effect trying to accept upon himself Nazirus, and it takes hold. That's the explanation for Beishamai. By the way, we have a number one, and this is in anticipation of a number two a little later. On the side of the Gemara, we've noted in our specially marked daf, the under the Nosei heading, Shnei Hezberim L'machloikis Beishamai U'Beis Hillel B'shitas HaTanakama B'mishnosenu. Two explanations for the Beishamai that appears at the beginning of the Mishnah. Let's let's continue in the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel Savri Law Karebi Yosi. Beis Hillel, who said there's no Nizirus here, holds like Rabbi Yosi. Again, Rabbi Yosi introduces elsewhere in the Shas a principle, and his principle says the Omar, Bigmar Dvorov Adam Nitfas. Vahai Nidro Upischo Imohu. When a person speaks, we pay attention not only to the beginning of what he says, but we take into consideration what he says till the end of his remark. At the end of his remark, he said, Grogros and Vela, that have no connection to Nazirus. So what the person was really saying was, I am Mekabel Nazirus, and then that's the Neder. Pischo Imo means the undoing of it, the voiding of his vow. And it's a type of, we'll say, retraction, where he said, I'll be a Nazir. No, I'll be a Nazir, yeah, from figs. So that's like saying, I'm not going to be a Nazir, because a Nazir is from wine, not from figs. So he said it initially, I'll be a Nazir, and then retracted, and he did that by saying, from figs. The Gemara asks, Ula beishamai nami neder upischo imohu. Isn't what we just said for Beis Hillel something that Beis Shammai would agree with? Namely, Rabbi Meir, upon whom we're trying to base Beis Shammai's approach, Rabbi Meir would agree with that. So then we are back to square one. Why, according to Beis Shammai, does the individual become a Nazir? Ella, explanation number two for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai savri lo k'Rabbi Meir diomar, Ein odo motzi dvorov levatola. So far, that's what we saw before. A person doesn't say something for nothing. V'kev on diomar hareini nozir. And once he says, I am a nozir, havelei nozir, that locks him into standard nazirus. Ki ko'omar minagrogus minadvela li'itshulehu dekosi. And that's true, as we said before, that when he adds the grogus and vela, he's attempting, richuli is like the word lishoil, to, in case of vows, to rescind his vow. So he made a vow, and then attempts to rescind the vow. Ubeishami litamayu. And this attempt to rescind the vow, and its ineffectiveness, represents beishamai consistent with what they have said elsewhere. Diamri, ein she'elo behegdish. Sanctification does not lend itself, doesn't yield to she'elo. She'elo is the rescission of vows, or hektish is dedication. When it comes to sanctification of items, so she'elo, which works with regard to standard vows, does not work. She'elo, the rescission of statements, the retraction of vows, the voiding of vows, that concept doesn't apply to sanctification. Uvekevon dien she'elo behegdish, and since, as a rule, she'elo doesn't is ineffective with regard to sanctification, ein she'elo b'nazirus. There is likewise no she'elo with regard to nazirus. In the Torah, we find the word kedusha, kadosh. Kadosh yagadel pera seya roshoi is a posik. So you see the word kadosh yeah in the context of nazirus. So nazirus thereby conforms or is a configuration of hegdish, and she'ela simply doesn't work. Ubeis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel, who said that he's not a nazir, and he doesn't become forbidden in Grogros either, holds k'Rebbi Shimon. Disnan, what's Shitas Rebbi Shimon? Rebbi Shimon, now maybe just a word of introduction. There is a phenomenon in Kochim known as a Korban Mincha, a meal offering. Standard meal offerings that people bring as on their own, voluntary meal offerings, a minchas nidova, is made of wheat flour. If a person had said, I accept upon myself to bring a mincha from barley flour. So there is no such thing as a voluntary meal offering brought from barley flour? What type of a vow effect does a dedication, we call it an incorrect type dedication, have? So let's continue. Disnad Rav Rabbi Shimon Poter, regarding someone who said Hare Olai Mincha Min Hasorim, Rabbi Shimon exempts him. Shelo Hisnadev, he did not dedicate Kederech Amisnadvim, the way of standard dedication. Oh, so now a person who says Hareini Nazir Min Agrogro, so Min Advela, is accepting upon himself this thing called the Zirus, which figures into the realm of Kachim even, as we saw just a moment ago. However, we find within the realm of Kachim that incorrect dedications simply don't take effect. Of course, if you subscribe to the approach of Rav Shimon, and that is what Beis Hillel does. We continue now to the top of Amud Beis. Before we proceed with the Gemara, we glance at the side of our marked Gemara. And by the way, if you need to access a marked Gemara, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. You will notice an aleph and beis. You also will notice that in the Gemara text. These are Shnei Lishoinois, two versions, Rabbi Nosson, with regard to the Tana Rabbi Nosson, whose name you'll see double underlined, She'eino Kimishnosenu. Rabbi Nosson is a Tana as well, and he presents the Machlokes Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel in a different form than we just saw. So now the Gemara, and take note of the differences. Masnisin Delo Ki Hai Tana. Our mission is not like the following: Tana Desanyo Rabbi Nosson Oimer Beis Shammai Omrim Nodur v'nozir. A person who said Hareini Nozir Min HaGrogros is in fact prohibited in eating the figs, and he is also a Nozir. UBeis Hillel Omrim Nodur v'ein Nozir. He is prohibited, according to Beis Hillel, from eating figs, but not a Nozir. We did point out, but rather quickly, on Omid Aleph, the second line from the bottom, when the Gemara said Beis Hillel Savri Kerib Shimon, we pointed out that Beis Hillel holds he is not a Nazir, and he is also not prohibited from the figs. Here, Beis Hillel is presented as holding Nodur. He is under vow. He is prohibited from the figs, but he is not a Nazir. So, the Gemara explains the Reb Nosson version of the school of Beis Shammai. So as follows: Beis Shammai Savri Law Kerebi Meir U Kerebi Yehuda. Beis Shammai holds like Rebbe Meir, that holds Ein Oda Moitzi Dvorov Levatola, and he also holds like Rebbe Yehuda of our Mishnah. We had Rebbe Yehuda cited in our Mishnah. Once again, if you look back at the beginning of the today's shiur, the third line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af kishomru Beis Shammai lo amru elo b'oymer harein olai korban," meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai, there is in effect the acceptance of a vow prohibiting the figs. UBeis Hillel Savri lo k'Rabbi Yosi. Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yosi that said, "Af b'gmar dvorav odem nitpas." You have to take into consideration the end of a person's comment. And in saying Hareini Nozir Min HaGrogros Min HaTvela, he is banning himself from things. Therefore, Reb Nosson's version of Beis Hillel says Nodur, but not a Nozir, because through the focus on the end of his words, we see that he wasn't really interested in accepting standard Nazirus. Lishno Achrino Amrilo. Now another version of Rabbi Nosson. Again, you'll see not like the Mishnah. Rabbi Nosson Omer Beis Shammai Omrim Nodur V'eino Nazir. Right away you see a difference between this and not only the version just before, but the Mishnah as well. He, according, Beis Shammai holds he is prohibited from figs, but not a nazir. Beis Hillel omrim lo nodur velo nazir. Beis Hillel holds he is not prohibited from the figs, nor prohibited from, nor does he become a nazir. That presentation of Beis Hillel is similar to the presentation we saw of Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, but nevertheless, it's still not like our Mishnah from the Beis Shammai standpoint. And the explanation: Beis Shammai kiRebbe Yehuda, Beis Shammai of Rebbe Nosson in this second version is a reflection of Rebbe Yehuda's point that we saw in the Mishnah. It's Rebbe Yehuda's version. Therefore, when we say that this is not like our Mishnah, once again, it's not like the Tanakama's version of Beis Shammai, but rather like Rebbe Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai, namely that there is a vow here, prohibition from the Grogros and Bela, Beis Hillel ke Rebbe Shimon. And Beis Hillel holds like Rebbe Shimon that he is lo hisnadev kederech hamisnadvim. He vowed a Nazirah's vow, but not in the correct or accepted fashion. Therefore, he is exempt, like we saw, Shitas Reb Shimon. And now we have a quote from the Mishnah in Maseches Menachos that we referred to earlier regarding the dedication of a meal offering in the unusual and the abnormal fashion. What is the result? So here we have a more complete quote. See the 5-line section in a frame. The last line of this frame section is what we saw quoted earlier, namely Reb Shimon Poter Shelo Isnadev Kinerach HaMisnadvim. However, Reb Shimon was only one opinion. Now let's see the entire story. Okay, now the focus is on the issue of a meal offering dedication. Before we continue in the text, we do notice a topic heading. It reads under the Nosei, HaGemara Mevi'a Mishnah B'Menachos. The Gemara will cite the Tanaic source from Menachos, in which we see Harei Olai Mincha Lahavi Min HaSorim. I am accepting upon myself a voluntary meal offering. It's personal dedication to bring a meal offering from barley flour. Yavi Min HaChitim. This is what the Tanakama holds. The first opinion holds that you shall bring, you're bound, you're obligated to bring a wheat meal offering. Umevio Shtei Deos Keman Kotoni. And then the Gemara will bring two opinions. We'll see as to who is the author of that Tanaic source. So after we read the Tanaic source, you'll notice, let's just get a bird's eye view of the sugya. You'll notice triangles that appear, Chizkiah, and then Rabbi Yochanan, and under our Mivneh heading, we indicate the triangles are Shtei Deos, B'mi HaTana Dahach Mishnah DeMenachos. Who is the Tana? And Chizkiah, Ma'amida, Kedivrei, Tanakamo, Shel Mishnosein, B'Beis Shammai, the opinion of Chizkiah will say that this Mishnah from Menachos, the Tanakamo of Menachos, corresponds or is authored, is the author is, or the name behind it is the first opinion of Beis Shammai that we saw in our Mishnah. We'll see the parallel. We'll see how that's developed. That's Chizkiah's approach. Number two, Rabbi Yochanan Mamido Kedivrei HaKoil. Rabbi Yochanan will set it up according to all opinions. The Gemara, as it continues after that, will then show how Chizkiah has a change of mind. And that's why you might notice that we have a numbering scheme, 1 and 2, indicating the Shnei Shlavim B'Chizkiah, two stages in appreciating Chizkiah. So now we go back to the Gemara, we see the Mishnah Menachos, then the issue that's dealt with is who is the author of that. Initially two opinions as to that. Now the Gemara, Tanan Hosam Ha'oimer Harei Olai Mincha Lahavi Min Asorim. He says, I accept upon myself to bring a meal offering from barley. The ruling is Yavi Min Achitim. He has to bring wheat. And we go on with several other examples of incorrect or technically incorrect dedications, and then the result in each case. He says, kemach, meaning the same opening phrase, hare olai mincha, to bring from kemach. Kemach is a certain quality of flour that's not used in meal offerings. Yavi solas. He nevertheless is obligated to bring solas, the solas quality flour for the mincha. He says, shelo b'shemen ulevona. I'm accepting upon myself to bring a mincha, but without the requisite oil and lavona. Lavona is a spice that is brought together with voluntary meal offerings. And he says, well, he's going to bring a mincha without shemen and lavona. The ruling is, yaviena shemen ulevona. No, you'll have to bring your meal offering with those, even though you said otherwise. And he says, and here we deal with amounts. I'm going to bring a meal offering, chatzi isaron. And you notice we've been using quotation marks. This is what the fellow is saying. I'm going to bring a mincha, the same opening, hare olai mincha, lohavi, and he says, chatzi isaron, a half an isaron. Isaron is a dry measure, and that is, in fact, incorrect with regard to a meal offering. Yavi isaron shalem. He must bring a complete isaron. You don't have half isronos in voluntary personal meal offerings. He says, isaron umechsa. I'm going to bring a mincha of 1.5 isronos. So we say no. Yavi shnayim. You have to bring 2 isronos if you said 1.5. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon exempts Shelo isnadev kederech hamisnadvim, because his dedication, his isnadev is to make a nedova, to make a pledge. He pledged a meal offering, but in the abnormal fashion. Shelo kederech hamisnadvim, out of character, out of the non-characteristic way, and therefore he is exempt. Man tana. The Chiyomar, who is the Tana that says what we just saw in the opening of this, and here was a quote from the opening line of the previous source, who is the Tana in Minochus that would say that when a person says, Hare Olai Mincha Min HaSeorim, Mevi Min Achitim, then when he makes this incorrect type dedication of a meal offering, saying that he's going to bring from barley, that he must bring from wheat. Who would say that? Omar Chizkiah b'machloikes shnuya. He says this is actually a Tanaic controversy. Ubeis Shammai hi. And the Mishnah in Menachos conforms to Beis Shammai. And he proves it. Lav Amri Beis Shammai. Is it not so that when Beis Shammai said, Ki Omar, when a person says, like we saw in our Mishnah, Minat Grogros u Minat Vela. This is a little terse, but he had said, Hareini nozir, mina grogros, mina tveva. I'm going to be a nozir from figs, different kinds of fig preparations. Havi nozir, he is bound to be a regular nozir, based on the idea of ein adam moitzi dvarov levatola. We saw that Beis Shammai in our Mishnah was explained in accordance with Rebbe Meir. So a person doesn't say something for nothing. Hachinami ki yomar min asorim. So too, for the same reason, ein adam motzi dvar of vatol. A person doesn't say something for nothing. So too, ki yomar min asorim. When he said, "I'm going to bring a mincha from barley," maybe min hachitim. Well, you have to bring one from wheat. So just that, once again, what's the parallel? We saw in our mission an incorrect kind of nazirus acceptance, nazir from grogros and devela. He becomes a standard nazir. You have bring a mincha from that which is incorrect from Sorim. He has to do the correct thing. He has to bring a mincha from Chitim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Teimo Divrei HaKoil. The Mishnah Menachos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not limited to Beis Shammai. The Mishnah Menachos represents an opinion that even those who disagree with Beis Shammai would agree with. Because the case in Menachos is where the person says, after he's informed that, hey, you know, you don't bring Menachos from Sorim, you bring them from Chitim. So the vower, the dedicator, says, Eilu ho yisiyodeya shein nojim kach, lo nodarti kach elokach. had I known that that saying from a Sorum is a mistake, that people don't vow that way, I wouldn't have vowed that way. I would have vowed this way, the correct way. I would have said Chitim. And as far as Tosfos is concerned, he says that explicitly. In other words, that's the case of the Mishnah in Menachos. And so what we have here is a person who's acknowledging that he made a mistake. Now, we must reveal a little bit more, and that is that when a person acknowledges he made a mistake is something that's not extremely far-fetched. It's the idea of a mincha meal offering from Seorim. True, one doesn't bring a voluntary meal offering from Seorim, but there are meal offerings in the Torah that are from barley. There is, for example, what's something called the Minchas HaOmer. It's brought on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. There is a Sota meal offering. When a woman is suspect of immorality, she brings something called a Minchas Knois, a meal offering which also happens to be made of barley. So he said, oh, you know, I acknowledge I made a mistake in saying barley. I would have said wheat had I known that what I said by saying barley was a mistake. The other examples, by the way, in Maseches Menachos, the Kemach and the Shelo B'Shem Levono, there actually is precedent for those things also in the realm of Menachos. But the mistake was is that in a voluntary meal offering, which is the subject of that particular mincha, kemach doesn't exist. The dry meal offering, non-shemen, non-lavona, also doesn't exist in the realm of a voluntary meal offering. But they do exist in the general realm of meal offerings. Hence, there's a basis for this kind of error. Let's continue in the Gemara. So, having see now the two explanations as to who is the author of the Mishnah in Menachos, we continue in our Gemara. Omar Chizkia. Loi shanu elo sheomar min asorim. The Mishnah in Menachos that says that he has to bring the wheat flour meal offering, that's only if his opening, his mistake, it's only where his mistake was min hasorim. I'm going to bring a meal offering from barley, and then he realizes that that's a that then we tell him, you know, that's a mistake, so he's obligated to bring a wheat offering. Avolomar minhu adoshim. If a person had said, according to Chizkiah, if a person had said harelai minhu minhu adoshim, adoshim is a type of legume. In modern Hebrew, adoshim is translated as lentils. So you can make, let's say, lentil flour. He says, I'm going to bring a meal offering. If his initial vow was to bring a mincha, a meal offering from Adoshim, lo maisi velo klum. He is not to bring anything. He's not obligated to bring anything. In other words, he said something that's totally vain. The Gemara asks, could Chizkiah really hold that? How did Chizkiah set up the Mishnah in Menachos? We're referring to the first triangle that we had above. What did Chizkiah say with regard to the authorship of the Mishnah in Menachos? He said, well, it's in accordance with Beis Shammai. We made a parallel before. We saw Beis Shammai in our Mishnah in Nozir saying that a person who says Hareini Nozir Min HaGrogros, he becomes a real Nozir. And could it not be said that just like Grogros has no connection with formal Nazirus, and yet he becomes a Nozir, Adoshim has no connection with a Mincha, so he should nevertheless be obligated to bring a Mincha, just like we said he's obligated to become a Nozir. Viko Amri Beis Shammai, and in our Mishnah we saw that a person who said he'll be a nozir from figs, he's Viko Amri Beis Shammai have a nozir. Therefore, even if he were to say, I'm going to bring a mincha from Adoshim, which is totally unrelated to a mincha, He should bring chitim. He should be equally obligated. So why does Chizkiya limit the ruling of Maseches Menachos that he has to bring a wheat meal offering, only if he had said, initially, I'm going to bring a meal offering from Se'orim? So the Gemara says, you know, that happens to be a very powerful question. And Hodar Bei Chizkiya simply retracted from what we saw in triangle number one. In other words, the Mishnah Menachos is not like Beis Shammai. He retracted from his explanation of Maseches Menachos as being authored by Beis Shammai, and rather he will now explain like Rabbi Yochanan. And as we saw, the case of Rabbi Yochanan was a person who was informed of his error, and he said explicitly, had I known that I had made a mistake by saying Se'orim, I wouldn't have said Se'orim, I would have said Chitim. The Gemara asks, Vamai Hodar Bei, what made Chizkiya reject his original explanation? Omar Rova, Masnisin Kshise. The Mishnah in Menachos is, we'll say, presented the problem that caused Chizkiya to retract. What aspect of the Mishnah in Menachos presented the problem? If Chizkiya, or if we are to explain that the Mishnah in Menachos is a straightforward Beis Shammai idea, my irya detani min hasorim. Why does the Mishnah in Menachos speak about someone who said, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley? Why not go all the way? Listening minu adoshim. If the Mishnah there is really based on Beis Shammai, that, as we explained earlier, a person doesn't say something for nothing, ain all the motzi dvar of levatola, and once you said hareini nazir, that's the guy's real intention, no matter what comes out afterwards. So the Mishnah in Menachos could have used as an example someone saying harele mincha from Adoshim and require him, even though he used a far-fetched example, require him to bring chitim. That would have really been an illustration of how far Beis Shammai would go. But the Mishnah deliberately didn't use that example. It didn't use the example of Adoshim. It used the example of Se'orim. And what's the nature of Se'orim? The nature of Se'orim is, it's within the realm of Menachos. It's something that you could make a mistake about. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan had explained the Mishnah. That's what Chizkiya subsequently changed to accept, the Rabbi Yochanan approach, that it's a case of someone being informed of a mistake and saying, oh, had I known that I was making a mistake, I wouldn't have said the mistaken thing, I would have said the chitim, the accurate thing. So you're dealing with something within the realm of error. There's a margin of error, an acceptable margin of error, and that doesn't extend beyond Se'or and barley. No one would make a mistake about Adoshim. Now, as we go on in the Gemara, we've bracketed off a line, and in the Meforshim, many say that the text that we have is not accurate, even though the Rosh has an alternative explanation accepting the text. We're going to follow the first approach and read what you see in the Rosh text, which is also similar to the text in Maseches Menachos, where the same sugi appears. Note, right across from here in the Rosh commentary, there's a star, and we read, instead of the bracketed section, we read Elo Shma Mino, from the fact that the Mishnah Menachos used the example of Se'orim specifically, Mishum Detoihu. It's a Mishnah to be explained based on someone having made a mistake. B'Se'orim Toi Badoshim, Lo Toi. With regard to a mistake, people will make a mistake concerning Se'orim. They won't make a mistake to even think at any point in time that a mincha would be brought from Adoshim. We now continue with a statement made by Rabbi Yochanan, which we'll read it, and the Gemara will then question it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu min huadoshim. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Adoshim, even if he says Adoshim, he has to bring chitim. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan goes, we'll say, a little bit beyond the example cited in the Mishnah itself. Not only someone who says, Arei alai mincha lovi min asarim will have to bring chitim, but even someone who says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Adoshim. The Gemara asks, for Rabbi Yochanan hu diomar, but Rabbi Yochanan's explanation before, notice where the triangle number 2 was above, Rabbi Yochanan, when he explained the Mishnah in Menachos, he explained it as someone who was informed of his mistake and then said, had I known that I was making a mistake, I wouldn't have said the mistaken thing, I would have said the correct thing. What is within the realm of mistake? We said before, we explained this at length, that within the realm of mistake, we say, well, there's barley, yes, but no one would make a mistake about a meal offering being brought from lentils, from Adoshim. So how can Rabbi Yochanan over here say that a person will be bound to bring a meal offering from wheat, even if he says Adoshim? But that doesn't fit into the scheme of things. Doesn't fit into the realm of making a mistake. You wouldn't make a mistake about that. So what does Rabbi Yochanan mean over here when he said Afilu min huadoshim? The Gemara answers. Notice we have a long answer marking. Rabbi Yochanan in this last statement, where we underlined his name just 3 lines above, this is not Rabbi Yochanan explaining his own position with regard to the Mishnah in Menachos. This is Rabbi Yochanan, we'll say, criticizing Chizkiyah in his retraction from Chizkiyah's initial explanation. So once again, this is not Rabbi Yochanan reflecting his own explanation. Rabbi Yochanan keeps his own explanation. The triangle number 2 above he keeps. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan understands the Mishnah in Menachos. However, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying here is he's turning to Chizkiyah and he's saying, I don't understand why you rejected explaining the Mishnah there in accordance with Beis Shammai. It doesn't mean that I, Rabbi Yochanan, accept that. As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't want to explain a Mishnah limited to the opinion of Beis Shammai. As you know, throughout the Shas, the Beis Shammai school of thought is not accepted lahalocha, and therefore it's a weaker position when it comes to setting up Mishnayos. If you have a choice in the matter, if there's room to deliberate, I wouldn't take that approach. But you Chizkiyah, who did take that initial approach, why did you retract? So this is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Let's now continue in the Gemara. Lidvorov de Chizkiyah hu de Ka'amar. Rabbi Yochanan, in his most recent statement, when he said Afilu minu Adoshim, is addressing Chizkiyah. At you, my taimo kohadrisbach, why did you change your initial opinion? Triangle number 1, why did you back off of that? Mishum delo kotoni min adoshim. Because, as you claimed, the Mishnah Menachos didn't use as its example, harei olai mincha min adoshim. So you figured it couldn't be Beis Shammai, because if it was Beis Shammai, the Mishnah would have gone further and used Min HaDoshim as well as an example, or it would have used Min HaDoshim because Beis Shammai would say, well, any continuation is not going to affect the initial acceptance because of the concept of Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatola. So you're saying because the Mishnah in Menachas didn't use that example, so it can't be explained in accordance with Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan continues in saying, Dilma lo mi baya komar. Maybe the Mishnah in Menachas is in the lo mi baya structure. And that's explained right now. Lo mi baya, I don't have to tell you. Ki omar me'adoshim demaisi mincha me'al yisa. That if a person would have said, Arei alai mincha me'adoshim, there it's simple, there it's obvious that he's obligated to bring a proper mincha, a wheat mincha, because there's room for us to figure that a person who opens up by saying Harelai Mincha and then he says Min Adoshim, what's he really trying to do? He's really trying to retract. He's trying to back out because Adoshim is so unrelated to Mincha. It's the fellow's way of saying I don't want to bring a Mincha. And we have a rule that says Tfos Loshen Rishon, cling upon, you grab, you accentuate the first part of his expression. Loshen Rishon, his initial words, Harelai Mincha. So, in a case like that, it's clear, the case of Adoshim would have been a clear obligation for him to bring a wheat Mincha. Something as obvious as that doesn't need to be stated. Elo afilu ki omar min hasoirim. The Mishnah Menachos, if you want to explain it like you initially did, could have been explained even if he says min hasoirim. There's a bigger chiddush in Sorim. Even if he would have said, I'm going to bring a mincha from Sorim, the ruling will be has to bring chitim. Emo, because there was room to think otherwise. Emo, vadai dehochi ki omar. When he said, I'm vowing to bring a barley meal offering, you know what was on his mind? He had in mind as follows. Ikitcha keminchas ha'oimer at the top of the Yud Amud Aleph, oi keminchas soito tiktosh, iloi loi. That his initial vow was contingent. When he said, Hare Olai Mincha Min Asorim, he was saying, I am vowing to bring a Mincha from Sorim if it can be dedicated, become sanctified as if it were a Minchas HaOimer or a minchas kenos, the sota, or minchas sota is called also kenos, tiktish, then fine, then my dedication shall be binding. And if not, I don't want to dedicate anything. And sorim is something that one could very well think to be part of the mincha realm, the voluntary mincha realm, because of these precedents. So that by saying min hasorim, it could have been understood that the person was building in a contingency to his dedication, not a retraction from his dedication. The idea of a retraction, that's simple, that doesn't need to be said, because if a person says I want to bring a proper mincha and then he retracts, we say tfos loshen rishon. So that didn't have to be stated. That's lo mi baya komer. There he certainly would have been bound to bring a chitim offering. But even in the case where he says, I want to bring a mincha from Sa'irim, where it could have been interpreted as a mincha based totally on a condition, a contingency mincha, not an expression of retraction, but an initial contingency built in. And therefore, if it's not going to be sanctified because simply there is no such thing as a voluntary barley offering, I don't accept upon myself any dedication. Komash Malon, the Maisi Menachitim, the Mishnah in Menachos, by using the Sorim example, is saying that even so, you are obligated to bring a wheat meal offering. So that you, Chizkiah, says Rabbi Yochanan, had no strong reason for backing off of your explaining the Mishneh Menachos in accordance with Beis Shammai. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.